I know you're busy, and you guys probably don't have time to spend with me, but...
Unfortunately, it's the wrong weekend.
Okay.
We've got a lot going this weekend. But...
Okay. Well, if you need help with anything, let me know.
Oh, yeah. If you do that Nashville thing, that'd be a good trip down there.
It would be?
Yeah. Like I said, we've been trying to get out there for a while now. But there's a lot of stuff to do and see out there. I mean, you got the Hall of Fame and the Country Hall of Fame and a bunch of stuff to do out there.
Go check it out. Yeah. I think I might do it. Yeah. Well, shit, I mean, it wouldn't make much sense if I freaking drove 2,500 miles.
Yeah, we are.
To come see you guys and then, you know, I miss Nashville and I miss Memphis, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shit, I mean, it wouldn't make much sense if I freaking drove 2,500 miles.
Yeah, we are.
To come see you guys and then, you know, I miss Nashville and I miss Memphis, you know.
Oh, yeah. Memphis is only 2 hours away.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Good to see you, bro. All
right. You safe?
Oh, yeah.
You safe? Anything. I'm that funny cousin who will drive across country to help you. No, I am. If you need anything, I'm that funny cousin who will drive across country to help you. No, I am. You know, that's what I do. You know, I drive. I'm always there for family. Even though sometimes family's not there for me. Yeah. Love you, cousin. All right. Tell your mama said I love her too. I don't know if I'll ever see her again, but. Right. Okay. I was hoping to at least give her a hug, but.
Do you have your driver's license and social security card?
Mm-hmm.
And then we need a clear title, an end date registration, a proof of income, like a check stub, and you have to have a proof of residency or like a utility bill, like a water bill or a power bill. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a spare key that will crank and unlock the vehicle.
Okay. Oh, so you only do it for local residents? Because if I'm out of state?
I'm not sure. That's my district manager, so she would know.
Okay.
She would know. Because it might ask me for approval.
I just need some gas money to get back because I kind of ended up short on gas money. So I figured if I could do a title loan to get gas money, then I could just send it to you when I get to where I'm going.
Gotcha. We don't do payments over the phone, but you can go to, if you do like any type of loan with a Cash Express, you can go to another one and like pay.
Okay.
Whichever one's closest to you, you can pay at that Cash Express. But, I'll ask him about that.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't think that it would matter just as long as you have like a proof of residence, like where you're living. But you probably don't.
It's on my ID.
You want to have like a piece of mail?
Yeah, I probably have some mail in there.
Well, as long as you have all this, we should be able to do it. So,
Where
do you live?
Colorado.
Oh.
I just ran out of gas money.
So
I just was wanting to do a title loan for the gas money. You know, not for a hold off, but for gas money, and then I would just send it back to you when I get to where I'm going.
Yeah, we can't do that. I'm sorry. You have to be physically, like, living here.
Oh, it has to be, like, physically reside here in this county, this city, this state, county thing. Oh, okay. So you guys don't only do title loans for that. Alright. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. You guys do. What other ways do you guys have of getting money for somebody? For gas money? You guys don't have any other?
I mean, there's nothing we can offer you if you don't physically live here. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's all for local residents?
Uh-huh.
So it says something about pawn loans. Do you guys do pawn loans?
We're not. Some of our stores are pawn stores, but we don't have any around here.
Oh, okay. I can see. I do have it.
We do have some of our cash location, our Cash Express locations that are pawn stores, but we're not. None of my Mississippi stores are.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
I'm the one that called about needing some help with gas to get back to Colorado. I made a big mistake and ran out of gas money. I lost it.
It's Jackson, looked as we would like to help you. We are not able to provide that for you.
Okay, we somebody I called said come down and talk to the pastor.
Yeah. I've got $20 in cash. That's all I've got. Will that buy you some gas?
Well, that'll help. That'll help.
Won't
get me to Colorado. No, I ended up losing.
Take a lot of gas to get to Colorado.
Yeah, I ended up losing $300, and I don't know how. And now I'm stuck because it was like basically everything I had. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I'm not even sure $300 would get you to Colorado.
Well,
it might.
It would. Yeah, it would actually. It would get me really close. I have the title to my RV, which is outside, that I could give you guys a title, and you hold on to my title until I get back to Colorado, and I could send you the money back. Something like that. Will something like that work?
I don't want to hold that over you.
I just ended up, I don't know how I ended up being so stuck, but I got stuck.
I mean, that's just, I understand, and that is an honorable offer, but we're just not in the business of doing that.
Okay, no, I understand. No, that's...
And I don't want to hold that over you either. But seriously, $20 is all the cash that...
No, that would help. That would help. That'll definitely...
won't get you very far.
No, that's fine. I mean, hey, if I get $20 from you and another $20 from someone else, I might be able to piece it together.
It might just keep you from not being... stuck here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not that I don't like. I love the place. It's just now I realize I'm stuck here. So I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. So that's what I was hoping. Maybe I could give my title to someone.
Normally, if our pastor Brian is here, he will just go with somebody down to the gas station and buy him gas.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
You know, but he's not. He's
That'd be perfect.
He's gone to the hospital.
Oh.
Okay. To visit somebody. And I'm not comfortable going down to the gas station, so I'm just going to give you the money.
Okay.
And hopefully that's what you get.
Okay. All right. No, thank you. Thank you. No, I do thank you. That's
pray for you that you get to Colorado.
And your name is Monica? Mm-hmm. Monica Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Lindsay. That's an interesting name.
Official name?
No, it's an interesting name.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's your maiden name or your married
that's
name?
That's my maiden name.
Lindsay, okay. Lindsay. What's your maiden name?
Hill.
Huh?
Hill. H-I-L-L.
Like climbing a hill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miss Monica Hill Lindsay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can I open a savings account at least with what I have, with my ideas? No, I still need that local. Okay. Because I got banks. I got two banks. I got... one in Lake Tahoe, California, and I got two in Steamboat, Colorado, and then one in, but
like
does me no good if I'm not there.
Well,
they're like you.
Well, I know, but even if you had called them and like changed
your
address on one of the account, then they could.
Can they verify? Oh, can you?
Address on one of the account, then they could.
Can they verify? Oh, can you?
Address on one of the account, then they could.
Can they verify? Oh, yeah, I have to be here.
They can't verify. I got to have documentation.
Yeah.
But now you could call them and have your address changed, and they could send you something with a new address on it, like your next statement or something. But it's probably going to be faster to get it from the RV
I mean, I'm renting a storage unit. I'm doing the paperwork later.
Okay.
You can use that if they'll give you like a receipt with your address on it. You can use that if they'll give you like a receipt with your address on it. You can use that if they'll give you like a receipt with your address on it. You can use that if they'll give you like a receipt with your address on it.
For the storage unit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With your name and address. That way I've got your correct mailing address. I can use that.
Okay. But you need like something in writing from them? Okay.
Which place are you written from? They may have something that they can print up.
Mm-hmm. I'm extremely. I'll be coming back in.
Okay. Yeah. But now you could call them and have your address changed.
Yeah.
But now you could call them and have your address changed, and then they could send you something with a new address on it, like your next statement or something. But it's probably going to be faster to get it from the old
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's just.
I'm just thinking outside the box.